Christy Davison from Highline Magazine. How are you doing today?
I'm great, Rob.
Highline Magazine, a brand new, nice glossy summer issue here. This looks great.
Getting lots of cool feedback already on that cover.
So what are some of the stories and features you're doing in Highline for the summer issue?
The main feature article is by Taryn Heinrich, which is about trail builders in the Bow Valley. It starts with the Trail Minders Society. I don't know if you remember those guys. They kind of were this ragtag group of seniors in Canmore who decided that there needed to be better trail systems going up to peaks around here. So they built the trails that go up Eeyore, the trail that goes up Ha Ling, and Lady Mac. They built all of those just on their own volunteer time because they felt it should be possible for people who don't really scramble to be able to experience being on the top of a peak. So they did this kind of like vigilante style. They didn't have any permissions or anything like that. And they kind of got into some trouble along the way, but worked it out. And it talks about how we've evolved to the way that we do it now with the Friends of Kananaskis and Alberta Parks kind of managing the building of trails around here, but that people can still volunteer and get involved.
That's really what Highline's all about, is telling cool local stories you might not really hear anywhere else, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we try to find those little nuggets for sure.
Any other special features you'd like to highlight from this summer issue?
Well, lots of people will probably recognize the name Jerry Stevenson. He was the head of Canmore Mines, and now he's quite active in conservation efforts. He's an expert kind of in the understanding what's underground in Three Sisters. Mm-hmm. His passion in life is fly fishing. He travels the whole world fly fishing. He's been doing it since he was about 10 years old, just absolutely addicted to it. You can't stop him once you get started telling stories, and he's got some really, really cool ones. The story is called A Fly Fishing Odyssey, and it's kind of the story of his life as a fly fisherman in a very poetic way that just inspires you to want to get out there and stand in a river. He's an amazing writer, like some really cool.
I was flipping through a little bit. I noticed Urban Farmer and one of my Settlers of Catan rivals, Christian Wright, is being featured this time around too, eh?
Yeah, for sure. Georgie Silkeroad is working with us now to do a whole series of Know Your Neighbor portraits, which we're going to do online. As you know, we've been semi-annual and we've only been able to feature two people per year, which just is nowhere near enough for how many amazing characters there are around here that make us laugh and connect us more to the Rockies. So we're going to do a monthly one online, and Georgie is heading up the portrait section of that. She shot Christian, and I think if he's single now, I don't think that guy's going to be single for long with that portrait in the magazine. There's going to be girls flocking to the Drake to go and see him, flocking to the gardens.
Right on, right on. And speaking of Know Your Neighbor, I mean, that's a regular event you do. You've got another one of those nights coming up here pretty soon, don't you?
On the 26th, we'll be at the Canmore Legion this time. DJ All Night Mike is going to be spinning records all night starting at 9. We'll have a raffle. We will be selling buttons, like fun little Mountain People Unite style merchandise, and it's just going to be a big party like it always is.
Yeah, it's a cool little social mixer. Get to know people that live in our community.
Eh? Yeah, it's kind of like a booze... Sorry, I shouldn't say that, but...
Sure. Why not? Why not?
A booze-fueled networking event for people of all ages.
It typically sells out. Are there still tickets available?
There are, yeah. And you can just go to our website, which is highlineonline.ca.
Another summer event you guys are involved in, the Canmore Folk Music Festival.
We're really excited about that. We've finally deepened our relationship with the Canmore Folk Festival this year, and we're sponsoring the pub stage at the Miners Hall.
Awesome.
And Valbella's has really been generous with donating some bratwurst for us to sell there. So lots of good food. And of course, all the amazing local acts are going to be featured on that stage for the 3 days. So super stoked on that too.
Yeah, totally. Looking forward to that. Back to your summer issue. Where can people pick up the magazine?
In Canmore at Community and Good Earth Cafe, The Bagel Co. and Elevation Place. You're always going to find them there, but they're absolutely going to be spread everywhere, hopefully, this week. And then in Banff, Wildflower is a great spot. Patagonia, The North Face, Atmosphere, and Lululemon, and of course the Banff Ave Brew Co., who's our biggest sponsor in there. Actually, that's one other really cool thing we've got going on, is they've created a beer for Highline called the Naked Nut. We're still perfecting the brew, but it'll come out this summer. Yeah, it needs a few more nuts. We're super stoked on that partnership with those guys. They just totally get it. You know, they're so supportive of local culture and organizations who are kind of bringing something interesting to the Valley. We're actually going to be meeting there on Wednesday night just for for us, super casual, have a beer with the Highline team. If anybody wants to come down, totally welcome to join us.
And you guys have a good web presence too, and you keep online stuff updated more than 4 times a year, I guess, eh?
Yes. We do post stories from the magazine, and we also have fresh content being written by local writers to go up on there kind of on a weekly basis.
And what's that web address?
It's highlineonline.ca.
Christy Davison from Highline Magazine, thanks for joining me on the show. And of course, we've got Know Your Neighbor Night coming up on June 26th, and they're a big summer issue available locally now. Thanks, Christy.
Thanks, Rob.